the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks. Thank you for tuning in to the Trump Phenomenon here on March 6th, 2020. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next hour. The name of the show is the Trump Phenomenon, and the title describes the content. We're a live show, and you're welcome to participate as a caller at 800-313-9443 from wherever you may be. And hello to all you folks out there at TalkStream Live and all you folks on ships at sea. The another 24 hours in which Donald Trump did not disappoint. I'll start off with a bright headline here, right off the top here. Donald Trump's latest tweet, let's just see here, go all the way up here. And hit refresh to make sure it still is the latest tweet, out to his 73.4 million followers. I am pleased to announce that Congressman Mark Meadows will become White House Chief of Staff. I have long known and worked with Mark, and the relationship is a very good one. I want to thank Acting Chief Mick Mulvaney for having served the administration so well. He will become the United States Special Envoy for Northern Ireland. Thank you. When Tucker Carlson He read the same tweet earlier tonight on his show. There was a smile. But, I mean, maybe I'm reading things into it and, you know, doing, what do you call that? Mind reading. But this little smile curled across Tucker's lips when he got to the sentence where Mick Mulvaney was assigned to be special envoy for Northern Ireland. I don't know anything about Mick Mulvaney. I don't know anything about him. I know he's being replaced. If so, or, you know, we're reading it right there. He's being replaced by Mark Meadows. And I'm immensely happy that Mark Meadows is going to be running the shop at Donald Trump Inc. But that's a demotion, I think. Special envoy to Northern Ireland. I think Mulvaney got the short straw there. And the but anyway, since I'm engaging in mind reading and I don't know anything about Mick Mulvaney, I just saw that smile curl across Tucker Carlson's lips when he read that sentence. That's good news. The Mark Meadows part is a good news. The Mick Mulvaney part, okay, we don't know about. But let's go, in fact, let's go look up for just a moment. Let's go take a look at Mark Meadows. He has been one of the real heroes of the battle, the Trump battle against the deep state. Mark Meadows has been one of the heroes in the pantheon of heroes. Let's find the one we were interested in here. He is a North Carolina patriot. Mark Randall Meadows, born in 1959. So he's a young man. He's only 60-something. Let's see, what is he? How old is he? He's 60 years old. He has served as a U.S. Representative and Congressman for North Carolina's 11th District since 2013. He chaired the Freedom Caucus. That's important. He wasn't just a member of the Freedom Caucus, which is 30-some of the best Republicans in the House. And these are the only guys who were on the Trump train from the time it left the station, the Freedom Caucus. And Mark Meadows, not just a member, chairman. In other words, elected by this. The Freedom Caucus meets, I believe they meet privately. They're like a club of Republicans inside the Republican Party. He chaired the Freedom Caucus from 2017 to 19. He is considered one of President Donald Trump's closest allies in Congress and serves as the White House Chief of Staff. That's as of today. I like his Wikipedia article. On December 19th, earlier, this last year, Meadows announced that he would not seek re-election in 2020. So that was we rued that fact back when Meadows said he was retiring. But our hope, we said, well, we hope Donald Trump puts him into some kind of elevated position, because you can't lose a guy with this talent and this patriotism. We can't retire a guy like this. Well, he's more valuable as Donald Trump's chief of staff than as the 11th district congressman, as valuable as he was in that role. So this is wonderful news. And it was today that Donald Trump made him his chief of staff. Oh, is this going to be good? Oh, here's some interesting things about Mark Meadows, so we get to know the man. He was born in the United States Army Hospital in, of all places, Verdun, France. I've been there. Not to the hospital, Army Hospital, but to Verdun. Very interesting place, where his father was serving in the Army and his mother worked as a civilian nurse. His mother was from Sevierville, Tennessee. That's a town I know well. Sevierville, Tennessee, that's Dolly Parton. I think Dollyland is there in Sevierville. No, it's in Pigeon Forge, which is right next to Sevierville. But that's patriot country there, Sevierville, Tennessee. His father was from Pineville, Arkansas, also patriot country. He described his upbringing in a background that was poor. And he There you go. So I'm liking that about Martin. Let's see about his other things about him. He's married to Debbie Meadows and has two kids. Went to Florida State University and the University of South Florida. Excellent. And as chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, he was preceded by another great one, Jim Jordan of Ohio, and succeeded by yet another great one, Andy Biggs. All righty, that's a great story from Donald Trump. And then the president puts up a link to his interview on Fox News yesterday, and that's a very good interview. And he puts up some links to people commenting about that interview. He says, these are made significant. These are just tweets of regular people just like you and me. Just like you and me out there all trying to win the Publishers Clearinghouse $7,000 a month offer as our last best chance. Normal people. And by the way, if you do win the Publishers Clearinghouse $7,000, no, is it a month or is it a week? It's a week, $7,000 a week. Please peel off a portion of that and send it into RBN. And then put me on your Christmas list too. Here are some people commenting on the president's appearance on the Fox News. What did they call it? He said, watching. This is great. This poster says, watching Trump's town hall on Fox News. After seeing so much of the Democrat clowns stumbling, bumbling, evading, and pandering, it's amazing to watch Trump sit up there and directly answer questions. He's concise, authoritative, and I like this, funny. Very good. And the president liked that tweet too, so he now has tweeted it out too. The original tweeter probably had an audience of 5 people, and it's now been retweeted to 73.4 million. And then retweeted and retweeted who knows how many other scores or hundreds of millions of times. And then another such retweet from the president, this person also out there trying to win the Publishers Clearinghouse prize. There's nothing greater than Donald Trump answering questions. And then the president says thank you to both of those people. Trump is killing it. Here's another guy. Trump is killing it on the Fox News town hall while taking questions from the crowd. We'll probably never see another president who can perform at the level of Donald Trump in our lifetime. I want to think about that for a second. I'm going to let that percolate through what's left of my brain. I agree. I absolutely agree. So let that give you pause. You're not going to see a greater president than Donald Trump. This is the best you're going to see. And here's another one. And these are all being retweeted by the president. It's just, normal folks like us. Trump is relaxed and his entertaining self tonight. Enjoyable to watch. That's very nice. And the president recognizes that as an important tweet. That's a very important thing. He retweets a bunch of these things. Here, I'll give you just a flavor of this thing. Here's one of these. The president really dives into this thing. Here's another one he retweeted with a little clip from his appearance. So listen to the little clip, and this is what it went like.
Thousands of $1 million a year and much more than that. So you want to face Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders? That's my question.
I'll tell you, I was all set for Bernie because I thought it was going to happen. You know, we get ready for things, right? So mentally, I'm all set for Bernie. Communist, I had everything down. He's a communist. I was all set. And then we have this crazy thing that happened, right? On Tuesday, which he thought was Thursday. But he also...
And folks, can you hear his timing, his delivery? As you know, it doesn't do him justice to say this is comic genius. It is. Being funny is not easy. Being laughed at, I demonstrate that. That is easy. But being funny is not easy. And the his timing, everything. You can hear this audience. He has them in the palm of his hand, which was not true in 2016 to the same degree. I would say this to you. Those of us, we Trump fans of 2020, who formerly tremendously admired and had great hopes in the words of Donald Trump, now love this man. And, well.
Also said 150 million people were killed with guns and he was running for the United States Senate. Support me, I'm running for the United States. There's something going on there. But I was all set. I was all set. And, you know, I mean, he's going to...
So, now, notice the way he said that. There's something going on there. He's talking about Joe Biden now. You know, he shifts from Bernie to Biden. And that is said perfectly, in a funny way. There's something going on there. And it doesn't come across as mean. It comes across as funny. And yeah, there is something. And notice Trump's genius for saying what all of us see. But you're not allowed to say. It's just, there's something going on there. Now that is going to be, that's really going to get interesting here, folks, because there's... Joe Biden, there are all kinds of people, liberals, leftists, all sorts of people on the left who are saying Joe Biden is losing his mind. Joe has lost it already. Joe Biden has nerve damage. There's something, some wires are crossed in his brain. And it's obvious to everybody. So we've got 8 long months of grueling campaigning to go. And the Democrats, I mean, my gosh, there's one guy who joked about it. One of these, I think he said, Bernie Sanders is like that guy that wakes up in a hotel in Las Vegas. He wakes up in the morning and he goes, "What? Did I get married?" Biden, it looks that way. So it's 8 months of that. For 8 months, he's every day is going to be a daredevil tightrope act with his wife standing there right at his shoulder, maybe whispering into his ear. You saw her on the stage the other night. His wife, had to defend Joe from 2 whacked out women who jumped up on the stage saying something like, "Let the cows go," or "Let the cows die," or something like this. They had their bras on. I was surprised at that. These are like the kind of people that rush up on the stage with no bra. And his wife had to tackle both of these women. Joe just stood there like a deer in the headlights, like a guy that woke up and Las Vegas and said, "Did I marry somebody last night?" We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he was kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John.
We're back, folks.
Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised
land. Hey, we're back, folks. Taking a look here at Donald Trump's Twitter account, and something I'm noticing, Donald Trump is, he is so happy with the town hall appearance that he did on Fox with Bret Baier and Martha McCallum, neither of whom I think did that good a job. But it went so well, I think the president is so happy with it that he might be looking at this as a future, a way to reach more of us more often. I think he was very satisfied with the way it went. Here's the format. I don't know how they picked that audience, but it was a good-sized audience of hundreds, not thousands. And they seem to be Trump supporters by their cheers and their applause and the questions they asked. It seemed to be a friendly, an audience picked to be friendly. No bones about that. And it was the president having instead of giving a speech to the audience, which he's done at these great mass rallies that he's had, which is incredibly difficult to do, to hold forth for an hour on a stage in front of 20,000 people. Can you imagine the ordeal, the security, the flights in Marine One and Air Force One and the Beast and the Secret Service and the whole thing, inclement weather, late at night, flying in the middle of the night. It's incredible. Maybe there's a better way for the president to do it, which is to simply go into a studio with an audience of, let's say, 200 of us, and let us give questions to the president, and then also have a couple interviewers, maybe better than Bret Baier and Martha McCallum. So friendly interviewers, friendly audience, and it's a, remember we talked long ago, this was years ago, I said what the president would be smart to do would be to conduct a fireside chat with us, the American people, like Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That was so successful, what he did on the radio. And of course, that was a one-way thing. But the president could do it with video, with TV, with an audience. I think he may have hit upon the formula for the next 5 years, is do these town halls. And they'll get enormous ratings. And people aren't going to have to, I'm going to kind of sell myself. You're hearing me do this here. There's nobody like a salesman selling himself. I'm going to sell myself on this idea. People don't have to sleep overnight, come the day before, stay in the cold, in the snow, in the rain to see the president. We can all watch him. I know I do that. I have a huge, one of these huge flat screen, 65-inch flat screen TVs. And so when I'm watching a presidential rally with my kids and my wife, it's like we're right there. It's just as if he's so big. It's so real, and everybody is getting these big flat-screen TVs now. So we can have the president right there in our living room with us. We can be right there. It's so real. I think this might be the way to go. And now let me just throw another little thought in here. There is this discussion vis-a-vis the coronavirus. There is the thought going on, and I don't know which way it's going to go. I don't know whether this is going to break out into something nasty or it's going to be mild. I don't know. But let's say it goes in the nasty direction. Thank you. And thank you very much, Red China, you SOBs in Red China. Very deliberate. As Tucker Carlson said on his show tonight, China did this to us. Very simple. China did this to us. And it may be that large gatherings are discouraged. Then came the day at the bottom of the mine. If that were to come to pass, this town hall would be the perfect format for the president. We'll come back to this topic right after this break and your calls.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald John Trump,
Big
that is.
John.
Here's an encouraging story. Hungary vows it will, I'm reading this off of Breitbart. Hungary vows it will protect Europe from illegal mass migration again. This is a picture below that of Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, one of our heroes among us patriots, has said that his country will defend Europe against a wave of illegal mass migration, as it has done, had done in 2015 during the first migrant crisis. During speaking to the media at a press conference on Wednesday, Orban said his country will give all the help we can to Greece to stop the migrant flows. It won't be enough just to defend the Greek-Turkish border. Now, if you look at your map there of Europe, you'll see that the first border at which the Europeans can stop the Asian horde is the same one that the Greeks had there at the Dardanelles and the Bosphorus. And actually, unfortunately, because the Turks conquered Constantinople, which now became crudely Istanbul, they can just walk across the land line there on the European side of the Bosphorus into Europe. And the Greeks are actually using live ammunition at that point. And the Greeks are actually fighting this horde. And there's a picture of these people who can now, the leader of Turkey, the dictator of Turkey, Erdogan, has now announced millions of these Middle Easterners and people from all over the place will be streaming across Turkey into Europe. Previously, the European Union had offered billions of dollars and all kinds of deals to Erdogan to please don't do this. Please don't send these people. Erdogan is now sending them after collecting the money. And the if you look at a picture of these people, they are so, I mean, what strikes you? Just it hits you right in the face, right between the eyes. These people are not Europeans. We say, well, duh, Kelso. But when you look at this picture, I'm looking at a picture of like 100 of them with all of it, just their faces. They're all clustered into a crowd, glaring at me, the viewer. And these faces are so alien. These are not us. These are not Europeans. If faces like these flooded en masse into Europe, Europe would cease very quickly to be Europe. It would be some bastardized place, not the Middle East, not North Africa, exactly. It would be some bastardized combination of the dying embers of European civilization being overrun by this horde of really unhappy, nasty-looking people. Prime Minister Erdogan, on great terms with our President Trump, these are two like-minded men, he says, as a last resort, as in 2015, there are the Hungarians, the Magyars. He said during the summit, with the leaders of the three other Central European Visegrad countries. The Visegrad countries are those countries in Central Europe that have decided they're not going to be overrun and that they will retain their national sovereignty, their national identity, their racial composition, to be frank about it, dance around the words. He said with the leaders of the three other Central European Visegrad countries, he said, the EU border must be defended, which Hungary will do. Turkey's Islamist president, Erdogan, declared on Monday, the doors are now open, unquote. There are some 3.6 million migrants living in Turkey. And the article goes on here, that smugglers, the price has gone down now among smugglers to be taken into Greece down to 11 pounds. Which is what? No, like, I don't know what the exchange rate is anymore. That's like under 20 bucks. What did the Hungarians do in 2015? These people were streaming in at the rate of 391,000 a year. In 2015, the Hungarians cut it by building a fence and putting their army there and being tough. They cut it to 1,000 from 391,000. Now here's another story. The Greek army conducts live ammunition drills on the Turkish border. Greece conducted a military drill with live ammunition along the Turkish border as waves of migrants attempt to cross the border. They used machine guns, rifles, and pistols at border posts along the land border with Turkey. Remember, that border occurred when we, the Europeans, lost Constantinople, which was our city. What was the year that Constantinople fell to this horde of Ottomans who overran the city and slaughtered the Europeans who had defended it? This is a blatant attempt by Turkey to use desperate people to promote its geopolitical agenda, said one of the Greek leaders. Unfortunately, Turkey has turned into an official migrant trafficker, he said. Well, that's been the case for a long time. Here's another story. I'm jumping around here. I'm over in my Breitbart European page just to see how our European patriot cousins are doing. Viktor Orban, one of our bright spots. Boris Johnson, one of our hopes, one of our bright hopes in Britain, is, according to this article, really disappointing us by, after having succeeded with Brexit, having led the right in Britain to a what appears to be a successful exit from the European Union, he's now going down. He's now taking that success and flushing it by committing the Conservative Party to what's called net zero, or the what do they call it? What do Bernie and all the other demon rats call it? Their green plan. What's the name? They've got a green name for it. The climate change, net zero carbon emissions program. A suicidal, crazy a program. Boris Johnson has committed to this. What's wrong with this guy? The president apparently hung up on him when on the phone he couldn't get Boris Johnson to see the stupidity of inviting Huawei, this Chinese criminal outfit Huawei, in on the design and construction of the British 5G network, which would put the red Chinese, well, there are no Chinese companies that are independent enterprises. There's no such thing. That's why I said China gave us this. Everything that comes out of China is from the government. When Hunter Biden leaves China with $1.5 billion in his pocket, that is directly from the Chinese government. That's not some investment from some rich Chinese guys. There is no such thing. If you're a rich Chinese guy in China and you step out of line, you disappear. End of rich Chinese guy. All of these things are at the pleasure, the sole pleasure of the Chinese dictatorship, which is arrayed against us. And this was Tucker Carlson's theme tonight. It was brilliant. It was beautiful. Oh, my gosh. You know, the president's going to see this show and it's going to affect history. Tucker Carlson will have affected history. Talking about the China threat. China is a mortal threat to you listening to this show. They are a threat to your children, to your family, to your future, to your nation, to your people. They are a mortal threat. And this coronavirus is launched by them, whether it was by incompetence and lack of European standards, or deliberately as biowarfare. In the end, it's pretty much the same. They intend to bring America down. And this, they're not being cooperative here. They're not, American researchers are not being given access. It's all still a black box. Where did it come from? Where did this virus come from? Was it engineered? Did it spontaneously arise in nature? I'm not prone to believe that. Apparently, it has all sorts of features that indicate biowarfare engineering. So where's the... I want to hear about this. And, oh, it turns out that now when we're in desperate need of antibiotics, medications. They're manufactured in Cleveland? No. San Jose? No. They're manufactured in China. The whole damn pharmaceutical industry was shipped to China. Thank you, Bill Clinton, you puke. You and your puke wife and puke daughter. Thank you very much, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. You fellow pukes. Traitors to our country. We had a wonderful pharmaceutical industry in this nation. The best in the world. The best researchers, the best engineering, the best labs, the best facilities, everything, the best. And these SOBs packed it up, shipped it to China, shipped all that money to China, and now we are the helpless dependents on crap made in China with bio-warfare engineering in it. With Huawei listening to all our conversations because they backdoored our computers. Thank you, you bastards. I'll tell you, people at Chuck Schumer, you don't need to be yelling at our Supreme Court defending little babies. You need to be yelled at. You need to be wearing a prison suit. These people have betrayed. These are traitors to our nation. But the Chinese war against America and Donald Trump, he will forever get the credit. However this turns out, we may lose this war. In which case, what I'm about to say will have to be remembered underground by people secretly remembering the actual history, which will have been banned, the actual history of our time in which Donald Trump was the man who identified the Chinese threat and stood up to it. But right now, with the coronavirus, this may be a moment where This is an absolutely critical moment in standing up to the Chinese and to the threat of it. We need to get that pharmaceutical industry back. The whole damn thing. We don't want any of your stupid Chinese pharmaceuticals. You can keep them and shove them. Take your Chinese ships and turn them around. We don't want anything to do with you, China. We don't want any of your crap. We don't want to hear from you. And keep your dirty hands off of our computers and off of our health care. And every person in America that dies from coronavirus was murdered by China. And this is not the last time this is going to happen. Unless an end is put to this, this is going to be something that happens over and over again. And China doesn't care about mass fatalities to their 1.3 billion people. They'd be happier with half that population. They would regard that as a big win. We are in an asymmetric warfare with a totalitarian state that has no qualms about killing tens and tens of millions of people. Didn't we learn anything from Mao Zedong? The numbers of Chinese that he murdered, Tibetans that he murdered, was in the tens of millions. Have these people changed? Has the leopard changed its spots? These are the same people. This is the same Chinese Communist Party. These are the children and grandchildren of Mao and all of these communist dictators. They haven't changed a thing. There's nothing Western, European, decent, or acceptable to us, or friendly to us about China. Pretty soon, I'll let you know sometime how I feel about China. Let's go here to, let me go to my board here. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443. As I express my love for China and the Chinese dictatorship, Let's see what. Let's go over to the president here. I need this now. I need some psychic relief here from a great man. His last tweet was that announcement an hour ago that he's appointing Mark Meadows to be his chief of staff. We'll be right back with our last segment after this break.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, now it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, now Constantinople, so if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
We're back, folks, and we just have one more segment.
Big Bad John.
And while we're looking at the biography of Mark Meadows, another encouraging thing, I did not know this about Mark Meadows. From whence? In North Carolina comes Mark Meadows. Well, he's from the best part of North Carolina. If you've ever been to Smoky Mountains National Park, which is right there on the border between North Carolina and Tennessee, that's the best part of Tennessee and the best part of North Carolina, eastern Tennessee and western North Carolina. And when I say the best, I mean the most patriotic, the best people, the best music, that's because it's the best people. That's where you get that bluegrass music. But that's where Mark Meadows is from. He's from the, his 11th congressional district covers almost most of more than three quarters of that border of North Carolina with Tennessee, and going from the corner there, the Georgia state line, and it doesn't get up to the Virginia state line, but it's on that whole border there. Knoxville's the nearest big Tennessee city, and Asheville is the biggest North Carolina city there. But that's no wonder. No wonder Mark Meadows is so good. Look where he comes from. Look at the people he actually really does represent as one of their best exemplars of what it means to be from that people right there. Let's see, what else can we go to here as a kind of a concluding story here. Something to raise your spirits. I'm trying to think, what's the next big event coming up? You know, I better look here. I better look at DonaldJTrump.com. And as I was saying, I'm, you know, very much hoping that the coronavirus is stopped in its tracks by Donald Trump as best as it can be, and that our society is not disrupted hugely by this, including Donald Trump's huge events. You see, I now do not see a big public event. I don't see such a thing. I do not see it. I think there was one up. Maybe I'm missing something, but I don't see events scheduled. Rallies, no. It says no rallies scheduled. That's an important bit of information there, folks. No rallies scheduled. This might be the coronavirus right here. So let's hope the president does town halls like this magnificent one he just concluded in their place. These become the fireside chats for all of us. Well, thanks everybody for joining us. We'll see you again tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. Thanks for listening. So long. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Stay like people. Don't stop believing. Hold on. Stay like people.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.